Today's New England. A lot of stations are talking, but only one has something to say. One station goes from interesting...
All this and more on today's edition of Our Magazine.
...to provocative.
I'm Nancy Merrill. This is People Are Talking.
...to entertaining.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, John Davidson.
One station, today's four. A lot more to say, starting at 9 a.m. with Our Magazine.
You'll find out how to handle obscene phone calls and meet a woman
at
who's...
At 12:30, it's People Are Talking with Nancy Merrill asking questions others don't dare ask.
I'm curious to know if you've done any studies about men and how they regard big women.
Then at 4, we go showbiz with Hollywood's brightest stars on the John Davidson Show.
Are you good with the ladies?
I ain't had no complaints.
Today's 4, 9, 12:30, and 4. One station's a lot more. Today's four.
Today's four, a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Dick Clark with a reminder that this weekend you shouldn't miss the National Music Survey. We'll be counting down the 30 hottest hits in the nation. We'll also meet some performers who are first in the hearts of their countrymen, such as Sheena Easton, Quarterflash, and Loverboy. And it all happens right here on the National Music Survey. Sunday morning at 10, right here on WBZ.
Jolly Jim? Who's Jolly Jim?
Oh, it's Jolly Jim and the flea marketeers. We're coming to Woodburn for you with thousands of things that a flea market brings and fun for the family, too. Oh, I'd rather be a flea marketeer than anything else I could be. Cause a flea marketeer has fun and flea marketeers are we. Woodburn, 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 Woodburn.
Hey, flea market lovers. New England's favorite flea market, Jolly Jim's, is back for 1 week only this Saturday and Sunday at the New England Trade Center in Woburn. Hundreds of exhibitors featuring antiques and collectibles, new merchandise and craft, bargains galore, free balloons and face painting for the kids. Bring your appetite for the International Food Pavilion. And don't forget, Jolly Jim's flea market Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 p.m. at the New England Trade Center. Exit 39 off Route 128 in Woburn. Clip the discount ticket from this week's flea market directory in the
Jolly
Boston Globe.
Jim's flea market's here with thousands of things to see.
Jolly Jim is really a fine jolly. He's a jolly man. Indeed he is. 2-5-4-5-6-7. Hello, Glick here.
Hi there, Larry.
Hi there.
I'm not going to ask how you are because I'll get the official.
Right. What's your first name?
Mel.
Mel from where?
Needham.
Nice to have you with us, Mel.
You know who I am.
Mel from Needham.
Yeah, I'm a photographer, and I was on with you with Mel Simon.
Oh, yes, down at the Brookline Village.
At the Brookhouse.
At the Brookhouse.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was just telling Jack that I never did get that T-shirt.
Son of a gun, Mel Hookalo.
Right.
You never got the T-shirt?
Nope.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, listen.
I mean, that's our function is to let people earn the Glick University T-shirts and to send them out.
Well, once in a while, things get kind of screwed up.
That's true, Mel. That's true.
I have, if you're interested in another call, I've got something good for you.
I am. I'm always interested in something good and interesting.
Well, Norm Crosby and I grew up together.
Yes.
And we were on the Good Morning Show some few years back. And I've got his phone numbers here. As well, we were lodge members along with Mel Simon.
What lodge?
Euclid.
Huh?
Masonic Lodge.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we've had a lot of good times together. So that Norm is always willing to talk if you can find him.
Right.
I haven't been able to contact the guy for quite a while because whenever I call, he's either in Vegas or Florida or someplace else. And I'm sure you know that he has his home in L.A. as well as Vegas.
Right.
And his family's growing up very, very nice. They're wonderful people. You know, he has a sister-in-law living in Brighton.
No.
Yes.
Yes, I do. He told me about that. Yes.
Did you know how he met his wife?
I think she used to dance at Blinney's.
Right.
At Blinstrom's.
Right.
And how's that for a memory?
Well, you're not doing too badly tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. incidentally, on another subject here.
Yes.
I don't know if you're interested or not, but...
I am. I'm interested in everything.
I'm quite into radio control flying.
Yes.
And I used to fly years ago. I was in the Air Corps down the South Pacific. Yes, sir. I was crewing... we had the P-39s in those days.
I remember those P-39s.
Have you ever flown one?
No.
Well, they were quite a ship to fly. And I almost took one off the runway one time when I was taxiing it down from a repair area back to the revetment. And I just got up to flying speed, and I figured I'd better not because I wasn't a pilot.
Mel, it's a good reason.
Well, I've flown, but not one of those hot ships. I got training in the PT-17s and the AT-6s.
Oh, yeah.
So those were really beautiful ships.
But now you're in radio control, eh?
Yeah, I've been flying those for when we had the old push-button controls. Now, of course, we have the proportionals.
Where do you fly them?
Out to Framingham, we have a club, the Charles River Radio Controllers. And we have all kinds of things from the very simple planes into gliders and choppers.
Huh.
And we have some fellows in the club that are really into the scale model building, Larry.
Right.
They will build these things right down to the nth degree. And we're now into the quarter scale jobs. Golly, you get them up in the air, and you swear you're looking at the real thing.
Huh.
Fly them at scale speed. And you know what I'd like to have you do sometime?
No, Mel.
When the weather changes, when we get into the summer weather,
yes,
I'd love to have you out and let's see if you could fly one of those things.
Okay, well, I'd try it.
Because the experience that we've had with pilots is they forget one little thing. What do you have to do when you make a turn, Larry?
What do I do when I turn?
Yeah. What do you do with your stick?
I turn the yoke to the left and I give it left rudder and turn it to the left.
Is that all?
I look to see if any traffic is coming, of course.
All right, but what happens then when you do that?
Well, you give it a little back pressure, too.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the secret.
Yes.
So many fellas get their hands on the stick of a radio control job, and being not in it,
yes,
they don't feel the ship start to fall off.
Ah.
And they forget to pull back pressure.
Ah.
And that's when we have to pull the controls away from them.
Oh, don't pull my controls away from me, Mel, you fake. I'll give you karate chop in your clavicle if you do that to me.
Hey, listen, if you hit me in the clavicle, I'll give you back in a Gladys order.
Oh, no, well, that's different. I give up.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's a good call, and you'll win a Glick... another Glick University T-shirt. In addition to the one that you get, you'll receive two, Mel.
Well, would that be great. Larry, there's something else, too, that for another time. My son's in the recording business. He's a chief engineer in a studio.
Yes.
And that might be some interesting things to talk about.
Where is he?
Well, he's over at Euphoria in Revere.
What?
At Euphoria.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, they've been doing some fantastic stuff.
That's a recording studio, eh?
That's right.
Hey, do you do wedding pictures?
Sure do.
Do you really?
Yes, sir. That's one of my main businesses.
Wedding pictures, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
In fact,
my daughter's getting married in August.
She is?
Yes. Well, my one and only daughter.
Well, seriously, I'd love to talk to you about it.
All right.
And I'll give...
Yeah.
Jack, my business number.
Okay.
And I'll tell him when the best time to call is. And there are no obligations whatsoever. If you like what I do,
right.
I happen to be the best in the business.
Right. All right. Okay. I want good work.
Well, hey, listen.
I want everyone to look good. Do you understand?
Hey, they've got to. There's only one request I have.
A favor's a favor, Mel. What is your favor?
My favor is this, Larry. In as much as I only do them myself, I've got to have a date, so off the air.
All right.
To make sure that I'm available on that date. That's the most important.
Well, okay, listen. Here's what to do. Stay in line, give Jack your name and number, and also Norm Crosby's, okay?
Will do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
So long, Mel.
Good night.
Hi, this is Dick Clark with a reminder that this weekend you shouldn't miss the National Music Survey. We'll be counting down the 30 hottest hits in the nation. We'll also meet some performers who are first in the hearts of their countrymen, such as Sheena Easton, Quarterflash, and Loverboy. And it all happens right here on the National Music Survey. Sunday morning at 10, right here on WBZ.
8 minutes before 12. We'll take a call for this swell message. Liberty Tree Mall is celebrating its 10th birthday, but the party is for you, and you're invited to a double celebration. First, take advantage of Liberty Tree's super savings during the George Washington birthday sale. It's going on now, and you'll discover spectacular values on fashions, household goods, home furnishings, and more throughout Liberty Tree's 115 stores, including Ann and Hope, Leachmere, Marshalls, and the irresistible International Food Pavilion. Then you'll want to join in on the fun and the excitement of Liberty Tree's 10th birthday. You'll have a chance to win a Delta Airlines dream vacation to Walt Disney World. Good for a family of four. Stay 8 days and 7 nights, rather, at the luxurious Ramada Inn Southwest. Use an Alamo rent-a-car with the unlimited mileage, free admission to Walt Disney World, SeaWorld, and more. Arrangements subject to availability, of course. Plus, you could win any of the dozens of other great prizes. No purchase necessary. So come into Liberty Tree Mall And how do you get there? You take Route 128 to Exit 24, Endicott Street, Danvers. Remember, the party is for you. All right, Jack, let's take another call. 254-5678. Hello.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Let me check. Not bad, thank you.
First time caller from Brockton.
A little round of applause for you. What's your first name?
My first name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Nice to have you with us, Bob.
Well, thank you very
well,
much, Larry.
Well, it's all right, Bob. It's nice to have you with us.
I want to talk to guests, but
oh.
No longer there, so I guess I'll have to settle for you.
Oh, what a thing to say. You're supposed to give people a feeling of importance, and you're certainly not giving me a feeling of importance. Since she's gone, I'll have to talk. I mean, there's nothing else but talk to you. How do you think that makes me feel?
Well, I'm sure you can.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well. I don't want to be overly hostile or skeptical or cynical, but I really am kind of skeptical of these quick fix kind of painless panaceas.
She didn't say it was quick, Bob. She did not say that. Nay, nay. She said it was effective, but not quick. Nor did she say it was a panacea. She did not say that either.
No. Okay.
You're putting those words in, Bobby.
Two out of three.
Bobby, you're putting those words in, you know.
You're right. Are you
a little overweight, Bobby?
No. As a matter of fact,
no.
I'm in good shape.
Right.
I'm 5'7".
5 foot, 5'7", right.
135 pounds.
That's all right. That's fine. That's good weight.
Okay, but what she was really talking about was exercise that we're concerned with, you know, the musculoskeletal system.
Yes.
Which is all well and good, and it makes you look good on the outside, but it doesn't really do anything for you on the inside.
You mean as far as the respiratory is
exactly,
concerned?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
What she totally ignored.
She did ignore it. We didn't have enough time to do that. No, she works on that too. Not jogging, but bicycling and swimming, those things.
Uh-huh, okay.
Oh, she did mention that.
Well, I just want to set the record straight.
Yeah.
It really is very important. I mean, that...
You're the first person that asked that, see, in a few... because I did ask her about jogging, and she said that she and her mother sort of frown on it, that it's not that beneficial. There are other better ways, you know, brisk walking and swimming and bicycling. Getting the heartbeat up. Right? Do you work out?
Yes, I do. I jog. I jog 5 times a week.
Oh, yeah. How far? Are you addicted to jogging, Bob? Tell me the truth.
Addicted?
Some people... I read an article on that.
That's kind of a strong word.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Am I addicted to brushing my teeth? I mean, I would feel uncomfortable if I didn't brush my teeth, just the same as I would feel uncomfortable if I didn't go out jogging.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't think that... Terrible withdrawal symptoms if I missed my daily jog.
You would?
No, I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would. All right, Larry, I won't take up any
time. Well, Bob, it's okay. Well, what do you do for a living, Bob?
I'm a security guard.
What are you guarding?
Well, I really would rather not.
I really would rather not say.
Very classified.
Right, that's all. No, it's perfect. That's all. But I want to hear it, because if you were guarding something of utmost importance and someone heard it and they found out where you were, they might come down and whack you in a kepi, right?
They just...
And I wouldn't...
Larry, I'm kind of disappointed. I really thought I was going to rip your guest argument to shreds.
Oh, yeah, no.
You just set me straight.
No, Bob, I didn't mean to do that. You can't rip it to shreds because she's not here. If she were here, you could do it. I wouldn't allow it.
That's why I was disappointed that I didn't get on.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, you're a good guy, and go flex a muscle, will you, Bob?
How'd your torso look?
Let me check. Not bad.
All right, bye-bye.
So long, Bob. 3 minutes before 12. I'd like to tell you about a restaurant that is super duper. It's called Daffodil. And where is it? It's not here in Boston. But you think that you're in a Boston restaurant, a city slicker restaurant, or one up in New York. Daffodil's is a very elegant place. And the service. The boss there says, I want you to make the people feel really at home. Now, if you don't get good service at home, then you won't like Daffodil's. But if you want a place where service is just super, all people waiting on you hand and foot, and you can get anything that you want. Anything that you want in the line of food, that is. Escargot, lobster bisque, huge shrimp appetizers, 3-pound lobsters. If you want to eat and want excellent service and top-notch food, you have to try Daffodil's at least once. It's a good drive. It's up in New Hampshire, that's true. It's less than an hour. You want to take a nice ride? It's open for lunch and dinner every day. Go up there and you will enjoy yourself. You will eat and you'll say, hey, Lorenzo is right. It's really a super place. Less than 1 hour from downtown Boston, Route 101 in Bedford, New Hampshire. It's 4 minutes off Interstate 93, Route 93. Bedford, New Hampshire? You'll have lunch and dinner there every day. Tell them that I sent you down. You'll enjoy it. Daffodil's Restaurant, Bedford, New Hampshire. What a place. All right, let's take another call. 254-5678. Hello, Glick here.
Larry? Yep.
Hello?
Larry.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
Let me check.
All right.
Hey, Molto bene, Bobby.
Listen, Larry, I have a good call for you for tomorrow. I'm going to give you the best call you ever had.
The best call, Bobby?
This is a scoop. How would you like to speak to the person...
Go ahead.
...that was involved in that Brink picture? Remember they made the Brink picture?
Yeah.
And he was... they're trying to say that he was racketeering.
I thought that would bring him to...
Yeah, he's one of my ex-fighters. He was a heavyweight.
He was one of the ex-fighters?
Yeah.
Well, what's his name?
Joe Camerata. Joe Hughes used to box under.
He used to fight under Joe Hughes?
Joe Hughes, yeah.
Joe Hughes?
Yeah.
Joe Shoes, what kind of name of the fight name was that, Joe Shoes?
Well, his father was a shoemaker. They used to call him a nickname, Joe Shoes.
And what's his real name?
I made him boxer. His name is Joe Camerata.
Camerata.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was all over the papers. You remember that scandal?
Let me see.
On the Brink?
Yeah,
sure. When they made the picture?
Yeah, yeah. What did he do?
Well, he worked over there, but they tried to accuse him of racketeering. But he's going to give you the story, the real lowdown. They're trying to get him...
They try to accuse Joe Camerata of racketeering?
Yeah.
Paying off you with the TVs
right.
And all that stuff?
Yeah.
Joe's
not
that...
He sued one of the networks.
And what, did he get any money?
Yeah, well, he'll explain everything to you. But he'll do it. He said he'll talk to you. He'll give you the scoop.
Hey, listen.
He hasn't talked to anybody.
Hey,
reporters trying to get the story from him.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes.
Can you hold on? We have news coming up.
Yeah, all
hold
right.
Hold on until after the news.
Okay.
Talk to Olga. We'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Bobby. We'll be right back. Son of a gun. And now, Barbara Howell standing by for news right here on... WBZ Boston, the spirit of New England Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's midnight.
And it's 28 degrees in Boston. The BZ forecast is calling for a bit of cloudiness developing overnight. Some snow and rain mixed tomorrow. I'm Barbara Howard with the midnight news brought to you by Foxborough Raceway. A lockup remains in effect at Walpole State Prison where a multitude of handmade weapons were confiscated last week. Prison spokesman Joe Landolfi says that it's not known when that lockup will be called off.
What they are doing out there now is conducting a very thorough and comprehensive investigation. They are attempting to identify additional inmates who are suspected participants and organizers of that planned disturbance.
Once the leaders of the alleged plot are isolated, Landolfi says a lockup will be lifted. 24 prisoners transferred from overcrowded facilities are spending a second night at the Middlesex County Jail. The decade-old jail has never been put to use because it lacks a sprinkler system. Cambridge City Manager Robert Healy is worried about how a fire would be handled with inmates unable to get out.
The real concern of the city is life safety and how would one handle a fire in that facility without it being sprinkled, and that is really the basic question.
Healy has filed with the courts to have the inmates removed. Middlesex County Sheriff Ed Hennebury, in the meantime, says that the choice was between keeping the inmates in very overcrowded conditions or moving them to the facility without the sprinklers.
There is always the potential of a disaster, but that building, in particular, in relationship to the jail, they do have heat detectors and they have smoke detectors, and that's wired into a board in the control room. And again, the biggest factor is there are people awake and on duty 24 hours a day.
Hennebury says that the inmates are there to stay at least until the courts orders him to move them. Convicted bank robber Susan Sachs and four other inmates at Framingham State Prison have been indicted for alleged income tax violations. The five were partners of an award-winning inmate-run computer business at MCI Framingham. Police raided that facility early last month, saying that they were out to break up a drug and gambling ring. No indictments have been handed on those areas. The five are to be arraigned next week. Well, President Reagan refused to pin a deadline on the nation's economic recovery, but says that an upswing should occur in a matter of months. The president held a news conference on Thursday in Washington. A local economist says that the president may be cautious about when we'll recover, but he is not. Dr. Jim Howell of the First National Bank of Boston says that it will be early fall before we'll begin seeing signs of an upturn.
The prime rate ought to come down another 2 or 3 percentage points over the next 3 to 4 or 5 months, and watch it. It'll come down, and I think that'll be also an improvement on the strength of the U.S. economy.
Dr. Jim Howell of the First National Bank of Boston. Time now for Group W commentary. Here's Jacqueline Brennan-Wexler.
One doesn't have to agree with all or most of the positions taken by Claire Booth Luce over an extraordinary professional and personal lifetime, to relish her sense of humor and her sense of self as she approaches 80. Instead of railing against the headline, which misrepresented a quote about her made by Wilfred Sheed, she had fun with it. A cover banner on Harper's Magazine had announced Claire Booth Luce, from courtesan to career woman. With tongue-in-cheek, her only lament was that it would have made her much more interesting at her age if it had read from career woman to courtesan. In a recent interview, Mrs. Luce reminded us all that women are the most powerful single interest group in the world. If they want something, all they have to do is organize. Whatever they don't want badly enough has had it. Mrs. Luce doesn't specifically refer to ERA in the interview, but it clearly falls within her analysis. During the same interview, she laments the fact that married women haven't received the same equal break achieved by single and working women. What she doesn't say, or at least what isn't reported in the interview, is that those two groups of women have failed, at least up to this point, to want badly enough to understand each other, to support each other, to join forces in a clearly negotiated common cause. Until that happens, women are only a potential single interest group. This is Jacqueline Grennan Wexler.
BZ News Time is 12:04, temperature 28 degrees.
Say, have you heard about Foxborough Raceway's great treasure chest game? $1,500 to be given away on Friday, February 19th. Admission for Treasure Chest Night is free after the fifth race, and there's no purchase necessary to be eligible for the $1,500 in cash. Be sure to come to Foxborough this Friday night. Bring a friend or the entire family, Barbara, because Foxborough is giving away a cool $1,500. 25 lucky players will be given keys and a chance to open the Foxborough Treasure Chest. If yours is a lucky key, you could walk home with cash, including the top prize of $1,000. Foxborough is open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, plus Sunday matinees. And during this winter season, and a whole lot of people know why they say we're hot to trot. Why don't you find out for yourself Friday night, February 19th, when Foxborough introduces Treasure Chest with $1,500 in cash to be won by you.
In sports, in the NBA, Indiana over San Diego, 119-114. In hockey, the Islanders beat Philadelphia 7-4. Colorado and the Rangers tied at 4 apiece. Detroit 4, Toronto 3. Montreal 5, St. Louis 3. And Celtics and Bruins, of course, were off. BZ Forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies, cold temperatures, a low in the mid-20s downtown, upper teens in the suburbs. On Friday, clouding up with snow developing during the afternoon, the high in the low to mid-30s. And then Friday night, light snow, cold temperatures, lows around 30 degrees. Right now in downtown Boston, we have 28 degrees. I'm Barbara Howard. BZ News Time is 12:06, and now back to
Larry Glick.
That was good, Barbara. A lot of show business there. And once again, fight fans, it's back to Bobby Parker. Bobby Parker, one of the great fight manners of all times, one of the local fighters here in town. Come in, Bobby Parker.
Yes.
How was that? Was that a good intro, Bobby?
Very good, Larry.
Bobby shoots a left, then quick, shoots a right and a left, another right and another left, then Parker is down. He calls Joe Marino. Joe Marino gets in. Glick is handling both Bobby Parker and Joe Marino, and there's a left and a right, and Glick is down.
Hey, you'd be a pretty good fighter now.
Well, no one ever asked me.
But I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Howard Cosell is not too hot.
No.
He don't know what he's talking about.
I know that. Right. That's what I heard.
Let's get down to this call.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, this call is going to be a... Now, look, this is an exclusive, Larry. A lot of reporters are trying to talk to this fella.
And
he refused them all.
But he'll come on my program.
He'll come on your program tomorrow if you want him.
I do. Now.
Yeah, and he's working down the Mama Catina restaurant. He's a bouncer in there and a bartender there.
And Mama
Boston. And I'll give the number to your...
All right, talk to him down at the saloon?
Yeah, you can talk right from there. Yeah, tomorrow you can get him.
Okay, well, Bobby Parker...
You tell him that I said so.
Oh, okay.
You know? He'll come by. Look, you can talk to anything you want. You want to bring out some stuff or anything, and he'll come out with it.
Hey, Bobby.
All right?
Bobby.
Yes.
What do they need a bouncer in East Boston for? They're nice people. They don't fool around East Boston.
Well, somebody, you know, and they drink a little too much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want them to go out.
What kind of shape is Joe Camarada in?
Well, he's about 6'2". Now, he weighs about 230 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Could I go 3 rounds with him, Bobby?
Huh?
Could I do a 3-round exhibition, huh?
Yeah. Well, this kid, he's a very funny guy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he worked in the first Brink picture they made here, you know, Six Bridges to Cross.
Right.
He did the accident scene, you know. My friend Jack Conway from the Herald. Remember when Jack Conway was a newspaper reporter?
Yeah.
He worked for the Herald American. He was a boxing writer.
Right.
Him and Dave Gordon. They got him the job on that first pitcher there, you know?
How many fights did Joe have, Joe Camarada have? Joe Shoes.
I forget, Larry. Yeah, you know, quite a few fights. He's a pretty tough kid, you know.
A long time ago?
But they don't, you know, these fighters, they, you know, them days, Larry, those fighters, they make you laugh. When I used to try to kill myself to get them in the gym and do the road work, they wouldn't do it. Now there's this physical fitness business going around.
Right.
I go by with my car, 6 o'clock in the morning, they run down the Charles River.
Yeah.
I said, why didn't you do that when you were getting paid for it?
Yeah.
Now they're doing it for nothing.
I know.
They're killing themselves.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, what's the name of the place that Joe works?
Mama Cantina.
Whereabouts in East Boston is that?
East Boston, right out of the tunnel on the left-hand side.
Out of the tunnel, near Lombardo's?
Yeah, right near Lombardo's on the opposite side.
I remember, was it a steak place, a pizza, what is it?
Well, this is a restaurant, and upstairs they have the lounge.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who works upstairs? Okay.
This is that woman there.
Yeah.
And the exercise department.
Yeah, right.
But quite a lot. I did that 20 years on your program. Remember that on the other station?
Yeah, right. You did the same, these exercises?
The same thing, exactly the same thing.
I know.
Well, you know? And they make you laugh today now. They're writing books. I should have wrote about 5 or 6 books.
Yeah, you would have been, hey.
I would have been famous.
You are famous now. You would have been rich, though, Bobby.
I would have been rich, yeah.
That's right. And Olga and you
yeah,
have to say.
I was, like, I was talking to one of my, we got an ex-writer, the Associated Commissioner, Roger Kidd Brown.
Right.
He's in the special education in my department.
Right.
He was telling me the same thing. He said, you should write some books, you say, with the knowledge you have.
You should.
You know?
And you can have, you know, Ronnie Mason is your...
Ronnie Mason and David, and I can have you, you know, with your name on it.
Right.
You'll be in on with it, won't
you? Hey, but I don't want to fight Joe Marino, though. I don't want to get in the ring with Joe Marino.
Oh, talking about Joe Marino. Oh, I know I had to tell you.
Go ahead.
Listen, Larry, I think we're in.
What do you mean?
Well, he's suing somebody. He's got that, what's his name, that lawyer there. That famous lawyer, Nixon's lawyer there.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the guy's name. He's from over here, around Boston.
Right. Well, who's he stole?
Well, they stole his invention.
Who stole it? Which one?
The invention about the fire, you know, the a false alarm or something like that.
Yeah, right. Will they lock you in?
Will they lock you in?
Yeah.
It's every bit of it is what he has on his...
He had a patent, too.
On the patent, right.
Who stole it?
Somebody from Providence, I think it is.
Obviously. He's suing him.
Yeah, he's suing him. He's got the lawyer.
Yeah.
He said he told me to tell you that he got the. I can't think of the lawyer's name. What was the Nixon's lawyer's name?
The Nixon's lawyer, St. Clair.
St. Clair, that's it. That's who's representative.
Yeah, St. Clair, right.
St. Clair's representative, Ronnie Mason.
No kidding. He's a heavy hitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ronnie's going big.
Obviously.
He's happy. He said, tell Larry, don't worry. He said, we're all set.
We're all set. I'll be a son of a gun.
Well, we stuck with him thick and thin, didn't we?
Well, we should get a little ring together and.
You know.
That's great.
A little Komoda. You know what Komoda is?
Komoda, no.
Huh?
What?
A little bale.
Oh, no. Bobby, don't even say that word on it. Bobby, gives me agito when you say that, Bobby. Bobby, don't say that word. You understand?
You know I'm only kidding you.
Oh, I know you're kidding, but say, let's laugh.
I know.
Oh, it goes down for the count of 10.
Yeah, let's laugh.
Yeah. Well, okay, stay in line, Bobby.
Another another thing I got to tell you.
What?
Klinger's like Kenny Klinger's waiting for the shirt.
Oh.
He said everybody's out the gym, on the Fifth Street gym down Miami, is bugging him about it. They want to look at it.
The kid didn't get his... Oh.
He didn't get it, yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't get it either.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Jack, I want to speak to Jack, the producer. Hey, Jack, would you do me a favor, Jack, because a favor's a favor.
Yeah.
Anything. He says, tomorrow, would you call publicity? Because we're getting so many calls that they must... I know they're in... They have the T-shirts here. Make sure they send them out, will you? Because it's embarrassing to me when my friends, like Bobby Parker says, he doesn't have one. This kid, he's going to be a heavyweight, middleweight champion down in Florida. He hasn't got it yet. And Joe Marino didn't get his, and other people say, they call and say, hey, Lorenzo, where's my T-shirt? It's embarrassing to me. You understand, Jack? A favor's a favor. Call production, publicity, and say, please help us out. Get those T-shirts out. How was that? Was that good, Bobby?
Yeah, very good.
I mean, pleading. What else? What can I say?
I know.
Listen, I want you to listen, because at 12:30, Bobby, we're going to have a guy on, and his name is Henry Weslovsky.
Yeah.
And he has a South Shore limousine service. And he has driven for the 1976 inauguration in Washington, D.C. He's driven people like Jack Unassus, Bob Hope, Liberace, Perry Como, Sammy Davis Jr., Anthony Newley, Tony Bennett, Joe Marino, Phyllis Diller, Paul Lynn, Burt Bacharach, Tony Orlando, Foster Brooks, Lena Horne, and it goes on and on. He's going to be on with us at 12:30. So you listen, okay? But I want to... We'll get Joe on tomorrow night, maybe 12, 1 o'clock, huh?
Yeah, anytime. He'll be there.
Joe Cameron.
Now, look, I'll give the number to, what's his name?
Jack,
you know,
Jack King. Jack, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll give him the number, and you know, and he can call him over there.
Yeah.
Well, and you tell Joe that I said that you're going to call.
Now, what's the latest we can call him? Because we have a few guests right
now. Up to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Up to 2 o'clock.
Right. He'll be there from 10 to 2.
All right. Very good. Hey, so, hey, Bobby, I appreciate this.
Larry, this is going to be a scoop for you.
This is going to be a scoop? And,
yes.
And I'm another thing.
He hasn't talked to anybody since they plastered his name all over the country.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was on TV.
Hey,
mention names.
Well, wait a minute. Now, what are you going to say? What I'd like you to do is just to refresh my memory. I remember about this vague
thing. Remember the Brinks?
Sure, when they filmed the picture.
Well, then the director came all the way from California to testify.
Yeah, right.
And he exonerated Joe Camerata.
And then
the other director, what's his name? I forget, the Italian director. He said he was shaked down for over $1 million.
Oh, yeah, right. Now,
right?
Yeah, right. What was his name?
I can't think of his name. But I know that the fellow that came down, the only guy that went to bat for Joe Hughes was Fredkin.
Fredkin, right.
Fredkin is the only guy that came to bat for him.
Fredkin, yeah. He was the producer.
The other ones all stood back, you know.
The other said they... Oh.
He came all the way from California, took a plane, and testified.
Now, what did they say Joe was doing? They said they were shaking him down. How did they shake...
Well, he said he was a racketeer. And
how?
He was somebody else.
What, I mean, how was he racketeering when they're making the picture?
I don't know. He was a bodyguard there, that's all.
He was a bodyguard to whom?
Yeah. Then there was a lot of involvement over there. Then they stole the film. Remember they stole the film?
Yeah, I remember now.
Yes. And then they put a bounty on it.
That's
if you
right.
You want it back?
Now what was? I forgot. That's right. They stole. What? How they got the film back? What happened?
No, they didn't get the film back.
They never did.
They did a double set.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right.
Remember?
And yeah.
But the ones who stole the picture, the film, then they told the producers, "You want it? They put a bounty on it. You want it? You know, give me so much for it." And they refused to pay.
What are the odds? Who would ever think of someone stealing the film?
Imagine that.
Yeah. After all that work, they'd steal the film and then blackmail him, right?
Yeah, he'd try to blackmail them.
They ever find out?
Well, he knows the story behind the story. You'll get it from him, Larry. You ask him about it.
Did they ever find out who the guys were that stole the film?
No.
Never found out.
No, they didn't care because they had the other set.
That would be frustrating for the guys to go through all this thing to steal the film and then they said, hey,
those movie people come down here, they spend tons of money over here.
And then
they put a lot of people to work.
They looked they looked at the people who stole it.
It's a shame they do things like that.
And they gave them the Larry Glick salute. Hey, you want the film?
Yeah,
keep
the
it.
Larry Glick
you know what you can do with those films?
Yeah,
sure. All right.
You know?
Stay on the line, Bobby, and give Jack.
Yeah, call him, and it'll be very interesting.
We'll call maybe about 1 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, I'll tell him so.
Joe Cameron, I'll say, hey, Joe, are you still in shape? You want to go a few rounds? Hey, Joe Shoes, you want to go 3 rounds?
Yeah.
He'll say, hey, I'm not going 3 rounds with you. Bobby Parker told me about you.
Bobby Parker,
Joe Marino will help me.
Disgrace me like Joe Marino did.
What's that?
Well, I hope he don't disgrace me like Joe Marino did.
What?
Remember that time he went to the nerve? He said I took off his income tax and
No.
Coffee.
No, he took coffee, but that's all. No. Don't make fun of me. He's our pal.
Yeah, he's our pal. What he kidding?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stay on the line,
he's
Bobby.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll give him the telephone number. Yeah. All right, Larry?
Hey, Bobby, bonus there.
All right, bonus there. Good luck, Larry.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's Bobby Parker. We'll speak to Joe Camerata tomorrow. Get the story behind the story. 18 minutes after 12. Enjoy the fun and excitement of Walt Disney World in warm, sunny Florida. Crimson Travel makes it easy for you with the new Orlando Super Special. Departing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this fabulous package is unbelievably priced at only $269 per adult double occupancy with special children's rates of only $168. That's right. $269 includes round-trip jet, transportation to and from the airport, and 7 nights hotel, too. And you'll especially appreciate the hotel's convenient location. Optional side trips to all of the many South and Central Florida attractions are available. These special low rates apply throughout the months of February, March, and April. All rates plus $39 per person, tax, and service. Crimson also offers special weekly Saturday departures at only $359, including all transportation and admissions for fabulous Disney World, exciting Sea World, and world-famous Cypress Gardens, too. So call Crimson Travel now at 868-2600. Operators are standing by. That's 868-2600, 868-2600. Crimson Travel has the best travel values. All right, let's take another call. Hello, Glick here.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
this is Charlene.
Charlene, this is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Foxborough.
Oh, Foxborough. Do you know Eddie Andelman?
You asked me that 3 weeks ago.
Well, did you answer?
I'm the flake who called a few weeks ago.
The flake?
And I have to make an apology.
You apologize.
To my husband. You'll remember, I called him the mouse.
Oh.
Somebody heard the call and taped it, played it for my mother.
Oh.
That was a terrible thing to say.
Oh, you... Oh!
I didn't realize I said it.
You called your husband the mouse?
Yeah.
And someone taped it and played it for your mother?
Yeah.
What a rotten thing to do.
He's not a mouse. He's a nice guy.
Who would do a thing like that? Did they think it was funny, or was it...
No, they thought it was terrible. Terrible that I say something like that. I missed your guest.
Oh.
So you probably would like phone calls about your guest, because I just got
what?
Home from work.
No, we'd like calls about anything. But
well,
I guess, no, anything.
I've tried
we
to...
talk about cheese or mice or anything.
I tried to get the courage to call you last week, but...
Poor Charlene.
But finally, I've got the courage. I just have to
Boo on that person. Boo on that person who did that.
You probably know him, but I can't say, because then I'll have that person mad at me.
Why would a person do that to cause unhappiness for someone
else? No, they didn't do it for that reason.
Why?
It was just, they just probably had a tape connected to their radio, and they just thought, they recognized the call. How many Max and Charlene's are there around Foxborough?
I'm not sure. How many Eddie Andelman's are there around Foxborough?
Not many. Is his brother a vet? Veterinarian?
In Brockton?
I saw him.
Is he? Yes, Dr. Andelman. That's right. I think, did he say Brockton? I know he has a brother who's a veterinarian.
He looks and sounded like him, so I thought
Does
maybe...
He?
He was. Yeah,
What's his first name? I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think I grew up down the street from your wife's cousin's children, Harvey Watkins.
Harvey Watkins?
Yeah. Harvey Watkins.
By Jove.
The carpenter? He's a carpenter?
Where?
Well, he lives in Berkeley now.
Where?
He lives in Berkeley. He used to live in Roslindale.
No, the wrong Harvey Watkins.
Is it?
Harvey Watkins was my, that's my father-in-law.
Oh.
That's Donna's father.
Oh, he has a brother that named his son Harvey? Because they're supposed to be cousins.
Ah, there are, yes. As a matter of fact, he has a brother. That's right. Mm. No, daughter has an uncle who, they are carpenters or something. Like, yes.
Mm.
I met them once. I don't recall them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Suddenly, that's it.
Just apologize for calling my husband a mouse. He's not a mouse.
Where is
he's just quieter than I am. Right.
Where is he now? Is he
He's in the bedroom.
Listening?
Begging me to hang up because he said, hang up before you say anything more.
Oh, no. Oh, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Let her speak. Women are very important. They've got big mouths, and let them express themselves. Women unite and do something.
Well, they have. That movie last night was pretty good on Lois Gibbs.
Was that TV?
Right? Yes.
I
didn't pay too much attention.
I paid no attention to it.
Because of the Love Canal, but I remember...
Right.
You know, for one woman to have done that much.
Oh.
And I had given you an interesting call.
Yes.
But I gave you the wrong information. And I don't know if you called it. The reason I gave you this call was because he's the artist, the watercolor artist, my husband's Uncle Skip.
Oh, yes.
He looks like you. He has the same
type
of wit.
I'll be a son of a gun.
But he's a member of the American Whiskey Painters. It was an American watercolor. It's that, too, but that's not as exciting as an American Whiskey Painter.
Uh-huh.
When the emperor from Japan came over years ago to go to Woods Hole,
yes.
He was to present him with a watercolor, one of his watercolors.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No, he is interesting. He's from Cambridge originally, but I don't know if he's home anymore. I've got notes on this pad here, so I don't forget anything.
Well, listen, Charlene.
Yes.
I'm sorry that person did that, and I say shame on that person who taped it and played. Shame on you. Shame.
No, he did it. I guess half of the phone call was fine, but the other half, I was a little excited. Now
I understand.
I've learned how to talk on the telephone.
You did
it's
a much
just like a person-to-person phone call.
That's the way I treat it, a person-to-person phone call. It's exactly what it is, no more, no less.
Right.
Well, okay. Thank you. Stay on the line and give them the right information this time, will you, please?
I will.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
The greatest fur buys of all time are available to you at the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, this Saturday and Sunday. Drazen Spurrier's Clearinghouse, top-notch furriers for 75 years, brings you $1.5 million fur collection at prices so low, you'll be amazed and delighted. Save 40 to 70% below retail and department store prices in fine quality furs in all varieties. New, one-of-a-kind, designer, and pre-owned. A good example. Fabulous natural black glamour coats, store priced over $7,000, Drazen's price $29.95. And in addition to their marvelous sale, Drazen's wishes to buy or trade all the used furs in the Boston area. Their buyer will be available the entire 2 days with top cash prices paid on the spot. And public retailers and wholesalers are welcome. So come and buy and sell or trade a fur now. This Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. At the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Stop it, I love it.
A custom-made house of Cobran bedspread worth $250.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Stop it, I love it.
A $300 designer telephone.
I love it.
On a $50 gift certificate from Coleman Sports.
Oh, terrific!
Just some of the great prizes you can win in WBZ's Stop It, I Love It contest. You can be a winner, too. All you have to do is send a postcard to WBZ's Stop It, I Love It, Boston 02134. Include your name, address, and phone number. When we call your name, you have 10 minutes and 30 seconds to call us back. Then we'll read you a list of prizes. When you say Stop It, I Love It, you get the next prize on the list. It's that easy. Just more winning fun from WBZ. Radio 1030.
She loves it.
Bona sera. Never once do you invite me to your house to listen to the Larry Glick Show. Every Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 on WBZ Radio 1030. And my wife, she's the godmother to your only child. You come to me today, the day of my daughter's wedding. You say, Don Corleone, I want you. If you had come to see me before, if you had just told me that all I had to do was call Larry, give him an interesting call, I might have been wearing a Glick University t-shirt this very day.
Summerfield's had the best. The best Washington's birthday sale anywhere. Summerfield's had the best. The greatest sale of the year ends tomorrow. This year, Washington's birthday sale has been the best ever. But it's not over yet. Tomorrow is the last day to save on living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, dinettes, Serta mattresses, rockers, recliners, sleep sofas, everything to furnish your home. Use Summerfield's convenient layaway plan or in-store budget plan, even at these low sale prices. Shop either Summerfield store in Boston just off the expressway at the East Berkeley Street exit or in downtown Malden at 454 Main Street.
Summerfield's has the best. Summerfield's furniture. Summerfield's has the best. Summerfield's furniture.
It's a new thing. Two words.
You know, they say the president's schedule is a busy one, and it is, but not too busy to say goodbye to a friend. So today I've canceled a shopping spree with Nancy to come back to Hollywood to pay my final respects to a great actor. You know, he had a way with him, and he will be sorely missed. His passing has definitely created a void in my life. He was unselfish, and he was always thinking of others. You know, I remember one day after working on a picture in very humid weather, I was tired. He came into my dressing room smiling that smile of his. And then I remember he took a glass of water out of my hand, and without batting an eye, he poured it down my pants. He then shoved a banana up my nose. We'll all miss you, Bonzo. You will always be the chimp.
WBZ.
have the weather, lottery number, a couple of calls, and then we'll call Henry Wasilowski. The Massachusetts lottery number is 6112. 6112 for New Hampshire, 2046. 2046. For the forecast for Boston and vicinity, my WBZ meteorologist, Carl Ludwig Cross von Schwager. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold with light easterly winds. Lows in the mid-20s downtown, the upper teens in the suburbs. Friday, clouding up with snow developing during the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-30s. Friday night, light snow and cold. Lows around 30. Saturday, light snow ending followed by clearing and cool weather. Highs in the mid to upper 30s in Boston. Now it's 27 degrees. At 2-5-4-5-6-7-8. Hello.
Larry?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Larry?
Let me check. Yes, it is.
How are you?
Let me check. Not bad, thank you.
This is Susan from Davis.
Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I have an interesting story to read to you.
I'd like to hear it. Are you a first-time caller, Susan?
Yes.
Well, round of applause.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I work in a Jewish nursing home in Swampscott, and this came in a story to one of the patients, and I'd like to read it to you.
Read it, Susie.
Okay. The following editorial appeared in the Colorado Springs Gazette Telegraph. It was written by William Atkin. Mr. Atkin is not a Jew, nor is his paper a Jewish paper. It was Mr. Atkin's comment on the slogans which appeared during the recent flurry of Nazi scrawlings on synagogues and other public buildings.
Jews go home. Our marriages are nothing new. Never in the past have we ever taken these gentle suggestions smoothly. 35 degrees at the airport. Downtown at Gateway Center is 39. Wind at 75%. Wind on the street for 12 miles per hour. Jack Bowden. A part of the fall. And suddenly the day is just a little bit brighter. You either turn your hourglass over or set your clock, because if the tone, it will be exactly just in case you missed it. I love to do this. The schools in this area are absolutely incredible. I'll tell you what, one of the most important things to be able to deal with in the daytime. Well, actually, it's the middle of the night, Alfred. In Moscow, Russia.
Send it in.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Give me your address.
Larry Glick, G-L-I-C-K.
Okay.
WBZ Boston. That's easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts, 02134.
02134.
02134.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The greatest fur buys of all time are available to you at the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, this Saturday and Sunday. Drazen Spurrier's Clearinghouse, top-notch furriers for 75 years, brings you $1.5 million fur collection at prices so low, you'll be amazed and delighted. Save 40 to 70% below retail and department store prices in fine quality furs in all varieties. New, one-of-a-kind, designer, and pre-owned. A good example. Fabulous natural black glamour coats, store priced over $7,000, Drazen's price $29.95. And in addition to their marvelous sale, Drazen's wishes to buy or trade all the used furs in the Boston area. their buyer will be available the entire 2 days with top cash prices paid on the spot. And public retailers and wholesalers are welcome. So come and buy and sell or trade a fur now. This Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. At the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Okay, we'll take one more call. Oh, we have our guest. Oh, okay. Our guest is Henry J. Wesolowski, and he is the president of South Shore Limousine Service. He was a research chemist till 12 years ago, having 47 patents to his name. He went and he got a limousine business. Let's say hello to Henry. Hello, Henry.
Good evening, Larry.
Yak Shumaya.
Dumpson.
Good, good. Why did you go from being a research chemist to the limousine service business?
It was just sheer necessity. I was retired early,
yes,
so to speak. In other words, I was overpaid. And they could get the younger chemist out of school much more reasonable.
Uh-huh, okay. I get.
You know, when you get into your 40s and 50s,
right,
you know, price is very important.
That's true. I understand.
So I happen to have a very close friend that was in the undertaking business, and he said, why don't you, since you're driving a caddy, why don't you get a bigger one? So that's what I did, and he trained me, and from the undertaking business, I try to get into the more exciting part of it, of show people and executives.
Henry, did you buy your own, or did you work for him?
No, I bought my own.
And you worked for him?
Well, he used me exclusively.
Oh, I see, I get it.
And then he trained me in our facets of taking care of people.
Isn't it funny that you mention that, Henry, because tomorrow night my guest is Mr. Scott, president of Waterman Funeral Home.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've never had, you know, a funeral director on, but he has a great knowledge of tradition and types of burials of all religions and, you know, groups. So it should be interesting.
That's right. I mean, I've come from the Oriental.
Oh, I never knew that. Now, what's the purpose of that? What does that signify? Simple.
I believe it's food for the journey.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's interesting. Now, how did you make the transition from the funeral service? Hey, listen, you know what I'd like to do? We have a bad line here, and it's very annoying.
It is.
Yeah, you hear it too, right?
Yes.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a commercial, and then Jack will call you back, okay?
All right.
Jack, call Henry back so we get a clearer line. That'll drive people crazy.
I think so, yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. I'll hang up.
Okay, well, all right. And then call him back, please. It's 21 minutes before 1 o'clock. 21 before 1. Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat? Can I tell you about a place that is super duper? All right. Well, it's a place called Daffodil's Restaurant. Daffodil's. And when you go up there once, you'll go back again and again and again, even though it's not in Boston. If you live up in the North Shore, it's closer to Daffodil's Restaurant. One thing is that the food is something out of the ordinary. I mean, where can you get escargot and lobster bisque whenever you want it, and huge Gulf shrimp, steaks, seafood, whatever you want, they have the food. And not only is it prepared expertly, if you want to try something good, try that beef Wellington. Absolutely delicious, and it's cooked to order. But you want great service. I don't know the training that they have there, but they know what they're doing. They go through a whole training period for all the waiters and waitresses, and they know what they're doing. So if you're ever hungry and you want to take a little ride, would try Daffodil's Restaurant. You'll go back, you'll say, Lorenzo, thank you. Thank you. Tararaba, Balakasha. When you go up to Daffodil's Restaurant, you'll eat like you've never eaten before. It's less than an hour from downtown Boston on Route 101 in Bedford, New Hampshire. Bedford, New Hampshire. It's 4 minutes off Interstate 93. They're on for lunch and dinner, Sundays, you name it. Try Daffodil's, Daffodil's Restaurant in New Hampshire. Okay, let's see if Henry's back again. Hello?
Yes, I'm back.
No, now I can hear you.
That sounds a lot better.
Oh, sure.
Now, to continue on with the undertakers.
Yes.
One of them got Dr. Martin Luther King Sr. He asked if I could book him. So that's how I got to Washington for the inauguration.
Well, how'd that come about, Henry? I don't understand.
Well, I drove... call him Daddy King up here and in Washington. We drove the doctor around, and he, being in Boston, was very impressed with the Gillette Foamy at the time. You know, it just came out, the shaving lotion.
Yes.
So we were so new, we had to go to about a dozen drugstores to find it. And after we finally found it, when he left the limo, he left it behind. So I went out of my way, and I found where he was, and I returned, you know, I said, gee, you worked so hard to get that for me, but here it is. So about a month later, I got this call from a crank call. That noise is coming back again.
I know.
I got a call from Washington from the Secret Service. They said, this was on a Friday. They said, would you like to come down a week?
Mineral fiber.
I'm usually as far as
this is still kind of here.
Mm-hmm.
I made like 4 years.
car was it?
This was my Lincoln.
A Lincoln, right?
Yes. It was one of those executive Lincolns, you know, a stretch job.
Right. How much did it cost when it was new?
It was $32,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had all of this. How did you feel with all those Secret Service people around you?
Very safe.
Yeah.
Very, very secure because, top dog was a female captain in the Army Air Force. She sat next to me all the time the car moved. She gave orders to everybody else. She
a female
her.
Was the boss.
She was the boss, a full captain.
Yeah.
Very, very, clever. She knew exactly what we were doing and where we were. And every time we combed our hair, she knew what we were doing. And they were equipped, all of us were equipped with two-way radios and the suits and all that baloney. And there was a white Cadillac in front of me. I was in the middle, and then there was the Army wagon behind me. So, and my car always contained the captain, another security in front, and three men in back. So it was wall-to-wall security, so I didn't feel bad at all. And I enjoyed the whole thing. I went to all the inauguration balls.
Who'd you meet down there, Henry?
Well, at the time, you know, Mr. Carter.
Right.
And the entire King family.
Right.
I was mainly responsible for them. And some generals, I forgot the names even, that had to go from here to, you know, to a hotel or whatever.
Did you tell Jimmy he talked funny? Jimmy, you talk funny.
No, he was very pleasant. Oh, yeah. Gee, I mean, I really enjoyed having him in the car, you know. This is the part I like about limousines. It's fascinating to meet the backside of people that, you know, the public don't see.
I know.
And I really enjoyed it. And I felt like I was in a movie of 007.
Henry, how'd you get to meet Jackie Onassis? I mean, how'd you drive Jackie Onassis?
Had this Rodney dedication here in Boston, if you remember. And my name was finally growing, and it's mostly word of mouth that I don't even want to advertise in the Yellow Pages, in the Boston Yellow Pages.
Why?
It's too much. I can't, you know, it's too burdensome. And then you get a lot of quacks at calls.
Oh.
You know, at 11, 12 o'clock at night, they want the car. And, you know, if I don't know the people or, you know, if they don't sound right, I don't want to go out. You know, can you blame me?
No, well, don't you check things out first?
We do, yes. See, now, if somebody calls and they want the car a week from today, I have a chance. But if they want it tonight, you know, I kind of say forget it.
Yeah.
And
don't you advertise in the classifieds?
Just in Quincy.
Oh.
Just my local yokel, so to speak.
For the South Shore Limousine Service, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Right.
So, that's how I got to do the, at the time, I had four limos, and the library had all four for the Onassis and the Kennedys.
Right.
And, of course, being the Bronx, I picked the best one, which to me at the time was Blackie, you know, the most interesting, not the best, but
right.
The most interesting person to have in the car. And it was very funny because she's anti-photogenic, so to speak, you know, she hates cameramen.
Right.
And I asked her, I was with her almost the whole week, about 5 days, driving from the Ritz-Carlton. Into Southie there, you know, to the library,
right.
Back and forth and so on. So every morning, about 8:30, 9 o'clock, when she popped into the car, I'd ask, may I have your photograph, please? She was very negative, very, very much so.
What did she say? No, Henry, leave me alone.
She said, no, she said, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Next time. She said, I don't have my makeup right, or I don't have my clothes right.
Yeah.
Well, Sadney came, and that was the last day I had her to take care of her. So, we got to the, on the way over, I asked her again. I said, gee, this is the last day. Do you mind? She said, I don't want it.
Oh.
So,
you should have ordered her. You say, listen, I drove you around, and I want a picture. Do you understand, Jackie?
Well, what happened, when we got to the library, she's sitting very nicely waiting for me to run around and open the door. I turned around with my phone, right, and snapped it. Well, she was, you know, as soon as she saw the lens, she did smile very nicely. And when she got out of the car herself, she slammed the door so hard, I thought the car was going to knock over. But I did get an excellent photo of her. I'll have to send you one, if you're interested.
Yes, I am, sure.
Okay, it was very attractive. It came out excellent.
I'd like to get an invite to a place over at Martha's Vineyard.
I've been down at the Kennedy's compound with Phyllis Diller. She was invited down this last season.
She's a nice person, isn't she?
She is very comical. They're the same on stage as off stage.
Right.
Very nice.
What about Tony Bennett? Is he quiet?
Tony is a very unique guy. I've driven him for 3 years. See, I work for the South Shore Music Circuit.
Oh, yes, right. Go ahead.
See, right there is my connection with these big people. And Tony, the first year we got to coin it because, you know, we lived together. Because I babysit him from the Logan Airport through the show the entire week, and then I bring him back at the end of the week.
Oh.
So we get to know each other very, very well.
Right.
And the second year I had Tony here in Boston, he got in the back of the limo, and it was close to midnight. He was very tired. You know, they have a long, hard night duty, so to speak. So right. He put on the TV, and I was quite flabbergasted.
The TV in the back of the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And came a commercial, and he started humming to the commercial, and I looked in the mirror. He was asleep. But he was humming to the commercial in his sleep. He's so music-orientated.
Yeah, listen, why don't you do me a favor, Henry? Since we're becoming friends, put on WBZ radio. Forget the TV. put the radio on in the back.
Well, there is a radio in the back, too.
Oh, all right.
I mean, there's a radio, and one car has three bars.
Oh, son of a gun.
The one he was in only had two. I mean, a car bar and a regular, the cocktail bar.
And they can drink whatever they want, right?
I see for the stars, I usually supply something, champagne, if I know what they like, a certain wine.
Henry, that's nice. What about, were you with Tony Orlando when he freaked out?
Yes, I was that day. I mean, I was taking care of him that Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say, he got on stage and, he made us all panic because I walked around, the theater quite a bit in the backside. He actually freaked out, I don't know if I should say it, from drugs, not from,
yeah.
I mean, the poor soul, he did a lot of drugs.
I know it.
And that's what did it. And we got him in the car, and we were bringing him back to the motel where he was staying. And that particular model, I have a 4-foot door that's wide enough for the brides, because I think some of the brides have such big gowns.
Yeah.
That when I helped design the car, I had the door built in on a 4-footer, so that big hoop could get in and out. And running down the street, he had these high, beautiful white cowboy boots on, for stage appearance.
Right.
And he was clumping down the road, and here's this big gray limo chasing him down the street. And his wife was, in the car, panicking and screaming, stop him, stop him. Well, we finally did. Because when we left the theater, we just had the road manager's wife and himself. We didn't want a crowd.
What town, what city was that in?
Right in Cohasset.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, he was very, very sick.
Was he through at the performance then, at that time?
No, he just started.
Oh, did he go through with the show?
No, he was only on about, I'm remembering back, between 5 and 8 minutes, that's all, into the show.
Yeah.
See, when he went on, he was high.
Oh.
So, he just couldn't take it. This is something we shouldn't talk about too much, I don't think.
Okay, all right, we get off that.
Yeah.
What about let me see.
You see.
She will not get in the back seat. She'll sit up in front with me. She says, I gotta talk to the driver. I wanna know the city. I wanna know the high points of it. She's very,
She's still good looking, right?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, is she about 63 now?
Easy, yeah. About, yeah,
yeah. And she looks like she's in her beginning of her 30s, for crying out loud.
Huh.
And another one that surprised me, a front seat driver, was Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
She climbed over the... we put her in back with her husband and her daughter and took off for the airport going home, going back to Logan at the end of the her season here.
Right.
And she, in a dress, climbed over the seat.
Over the partition?
To get in front to talk to the driver. She says, I don't want to sit in back with my family. I know them, or I don't know you. Well, these are, pleasant thoughts to remember of these kind of people. And one of my favorites is Anthony Newry.
Yeah.
See, his wife lives in Gloucester. And so that means I had to ride 2 hours up to Gloucester to pick him up for the show. And he had a 4-hour ride with me in the car every evening.
Now, how do you charge for that?
The circus pays me for that.
What's that?
The circus pays me for that. I'm on their salary.
Oh, I see.
You know, when 9 out of 10 of the stars, you know, do use the limo, the others have buses or their own, you know, Mercedes or Rolls or whatever.
What if I wanted to hire you for a day? How much does that cost?
It's $27.50 an hour.
$27.50 an hour?
Yeah, and I compete with everybody in town. I have to, and they say my cars are from 25 to 27 feet long. I have one that I bought from Columbia Pictures just recently. It's a 27-footer. It's a beauty, and that's the one with the three bars. And
three bars? What is it? What's the most expensive car you have?
This one here. It's
Holy mackerel, for a 47. Do you drive that one?
I'm the only one that's allowed in there. I won't let my drivers, but that's my baby. I mean, you know, I just take special people that I know in that car. And if I trust them for the, you know, if they sound good on the phone for the wedding, I will, introduce that car. A lot of times on the phone, I won't even mention that I have that one.
Right.
Because
if I call you, that's the car I want.
Well, that's the car you'll get if you want it.
That's the big... What was that, Lincoln?
Yes, I'm known as the Lincoln man in the area. I started back with the Lincoln stretches in 74, and I was one of the first in New England to... You know, all stretches, I don't know if you're familiar with the term, is a custom-made car. Because Lincoln does not make limos.
That's why I asked you. I never heard of one.
No, they don't make them. You have to buy an ordinary Lincoln before it's finished. They send it to one of these makers. Mine happened to be Andy Horton in Mississauguam, Canada, part of, up at Toronto.
Uh-huh. Well, listen.
We get together. We kind of design what I want. He'll take the ordinary Lincoln from the factory, drive it up there by himself.
Henry, could you hold on? I have a couple of messages I have to get on. Hold on, please.
Sure.
The greatest fur buys of all time are available to you at the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, this Saturday and Sunday. Drazen's Furriers Clearinghouse, top-notch furriers for 75 years, brings you $1.5 million fur collection at prices so low, you'll be amazed and delighted. Save 40 to 70% below retail and department store prices in fine quality furs in all varieties. New, one-of-a-kind, designer, and pre-owned. A good example. Fabulous natural black glamour coats. Store priced over $7,000. Drazen's price $29.95. And in addition to their marvelous sale, Drazen's wishes to buy or trade all the used furs in the Boston area. Their buyer will be available the entire 2 days with top cash prices paid on the spot. And public retailers and wholesalers are welcome. So come and buy and sell or trade a fur now. This Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. At the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Well, let's see, we have one more message here. One of the major attractions of 1982 is the World's Fair to be held in Knoxville, Tennessee this summer. A World's Fair is always an exciting event, and it's something that you don't want to miss. Crimson Travel makes it easy for you with its special one-week money-saving charter tours. You can enjoy this fabulous event without the hassle of trying to find scarce hotel rooms or transportation. You'll also have the opportunity to see America's heartland, beautiful Tennessee, and the Smoky Mountains. Crimson Travel's fantastic tour includes round-trip jets, seven-nights hotel, sightseeing in Knoxville, Chattanooga, and Nashville, the home of country and western music. Of course, admission to the World's Fair is included, and you'll also visit both Opryland and the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. There'll be headliner entertainment, music, showcase pavilions, rides, nightly fireworks, spectaculars, loads of color and excitement throughout the day. It's all yours for only $569 per person, double occupancy, plus $59 tax and service. For a free brochure, call Crimson Travel at 868-2600. Call now. Operators are standing by. That's 868-2600, 868-2600. Henry?
Yes?
Will you stand by for a few minutes? We'll talk another 10 minutes after the news, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Right on.
Barbara Howard standing by right here on... WBZ Boston, the spirit of New England, Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 1 o'clock.
And it's 27 degrees in Boston. The BZ forecast is calling for quite a bit of cloudiness overnight. Some light snow due in on Friday. I'm Barbara Howard with the 1 o'clock WBZ News. 24 prisoners are housed tonight in the Middlesex County Jail, a facility without a sprinkler system. That has raised the ire of Cambridge City Manager Robert Healy, who has petitioned the court to have those prisoners removed. Those unfortunate circumstances, of course, being fires, according to Healy. That's what he's worried about. But Middlesex County Sheriff Ed Henenberry says that he intends to keep the prisoners at the facility unless the courts order them removed. He says that there was little choice but to transfer them out of overcrowded state facilities when they were sent to the Middlesex jail on Wednesday night. Radical bank robber Susan Sachs, serving time at MCI Framingham for her part in a bank robbery in which a Boston police officer was killed, is in more hot water. She and four other inmates are being charged with alleged income tax violations. They're accused of not paying state taxes on income from a prisoner-run computer business, a business that was put out of business in a crackdown last month. Walpole State Prison remains locked down. Prison spokesman Joe Landolfi explains that an investigation stemming from last week's seizure of a cache of weapons is underway.
Lockdown was initiated as a precautionary measure and to enable Walpole officials to continue with their investigation into the disturbance that was planned last week at MCI Walpole.
The lockdown will be lifted, says Landolfi, as soon as the prisoners involved in the alleged scheme are isolated. Federal funds have come through for the fire-devastated cities of Lynn and Holyoke. Lynn received $200,000 to help rebuild what was lost in November's multimillion-dollar fire, and Holyoke got $100,000 to cope with the loss sustained after a series of mysterious fires. The Washington Post is reporting that the White House is considering allowing military advisors in El Salvador to carry M16 rifles into the field. Some advisors were reprimanded last week after a film crew caught them carrying the weapons. One was ordered to leave the country. The pilot of the Japan Airlines jet that went down in Tokyo Harbor last week is to be charged with involuntary manslaughter. There is evidence that the pilot shoved the controls down, causing the plane to crash, killing 24 passengers. The pilot had a record of psychological problems. Time now for a Group W financial report. Here's Jerry Rosen.
Many people worry about the safety of money market funds since they are not federally insured, as are bank accounts. While most of the funds could not pay all their obligations if everyone demanded their money at once, the vast majority could become liquid in a very short time. That's because most of their portfolios are in very short-term obligations, often 30 to 60 days. So if you are worried about the liquidity of a money market fund, look in your newspaper and find out its average maturity. The shorter the maturity, of course, the more quickly it will be able to meet its obligations. There is, however, a negative in shorter maturities. If interest rates decline, the yield on a fund with a shorter maturity will go down faster than those with longer-term portfolios. This is Jerry Rosen, Group W, personal finance correspondent.
Busy news time is 104, temperature 27 degrees.
Here's another moment of thought from Charles F. Scott, director of J.S. Waterman & Sons Funeral Home.
Up until several years ago, making pre-arrangements, arranging your own funeral service before death, was thought of as rather strange, and not very many people would come in and want to discuss it with the funeral director. The trend in the past 5 years or so has increased tremendously. We began to get some people coming in and very timidly asking whether, in fact, they could do this. And we, of course, funeral directors who really do live to serve, whatever the circumstances, have agreed and have made pre-arrangements through these years. What people should do is to investigate the practitioners of funeral service, the funeral director, and they should sit down and discuss what they would like done when they pass away.
For information on pre-arrangement, contact J.S. Waterman in your community, Kenmore Square, Boston, in Wellesley, and in Cochituate Village, Wayland.
In sports, in the NBA, Indiana beat San Diego 119-114, and it was Seattle 105, Washington 87. In hockey, the Islanders over Philadelphia 7-4, Colorado and the Rangers tied at 4-all, Detroit 4, Toronto 3, Montreal over St. Louis 5-3, and Minnesota and Calgary tied at 2 apiece.